Yes.
Hi, David. A personal question I have. In taking the white powder, I have a prosthesis, cobalt and titanium, a sizable amount of metal in my body. And in taking the white powder, would this affect the body, having that amount of metal in the body?
It's my opinion that, in fact, you have right now junk DNA, that they don't know what role it performs in your body.
What was that called?
It's called junk DNA. It's what the people in science call it.
Okay.
And the reason is, if they take it out of your body, it still seems to be the same. And so nobody understands why those aspects of your DNA are in your body. I believe that when you get to this enlightened state, that all of the DNA begins to function. And I believe that all of your brain begins to function, not the 6 to 8% you have now. I think it all begins to function. You will be distinctly different. I think everything changes from the very basic level of the DNA all the way up to the cell structure. Everything all becomes different. So, are you going to be affected? I don't care what you have, you're going to be affected.
Oh, well, I would expect and hope that that would be true, but would it be detrimental having that amount of metal in the body?
You don't have enough that it could ever be a problem. Or you wouldn't be standing here, so don't worry about it.
Excellent. You mentioned teeth and having to take the metal out of the teeth. The amount of metal I have in my leg and hip, you could take care of greater than mouths with that.
Yeah, I think if you have metal, I mean, people ask, what about my hysterectomy? You know, what about my vasectomy? What about my hip socket replacement? I got
That's
a
what I'm
plastic
speaking of.
Joint. You know, all I can tell you is over the next 2 years, we're going to find out a whole lot of these answers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all
okay.
of your work into this, too.